Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Kerr apparently has been playing this game with the reporters when he has to report a lineup change, like Steph Curry is not playing. He gives them the info, and then they all go to Twitter to tweet it out. So like a race to Twitter. And then he tries to accomplish something before they're done tweeting. So he clipped his nails before they finished tweeting lineup changes a few days ago. And then he solved the Rubik's Cube.
Last night.
Hold on.
I don't know how long it took them to tweet that Steph Curry wasn't going to play.
Well, if you could solve a Rubik's Cube, in my book, you're a full-on legitimate
genius.
But
was it completely messed up, or one side was out of
I can't even get one side.
That's impossible.
I can't get one side of Rubik's Cube.
I just solved it the other day.
And our guy, Max Major, if you've been to his show.
He throws it in the air.
Max Major does this bit where he has like people come from, you know, they come from the crowd.
Yeah.
They go up on stage, and he says, mix it up. They mix it up.
Yep.
And then he throws it up, and then all of a sudden it
comes
solved.
Down to solve.
Or it comes out exactly like
it's mixed somebody's
up.
Dropping a Rubik's Cube from the ceiling.
Of course.
Mean, how else could that happen?
Where?
I don't know.
He's got a partner
cube.
In crime.
It's a trick cube.
Where has he been? He's usually on
Max
every
Major.
Few months.
I don't know. Drab, when was the last time you made out with him?
I've never made out with Max Major. He's I think he took a little break, and he's working on a bunch of projects.
Is he?
Right now he's, I think, in Ocean City on a sabbatical.
Really? That sounds like it.
Was he going to get depression?
That sounds like the career smash.
Like Kevin Anderson
like
from the University of Maryland.
Coming up with new ideas.
He's out there with another magician, and they're like coming up with new bits.
Oh. Are they making things disappear?
I don't know.
Are they hanging out at Big Peckers?
Pickles disappear?
Yeah, they're off the grid at MR Ducks.
He hasn't been on social media very much.
Really?
He remember he was like daily vlogging and all that?
He was all over the place.
He's working on a Broadway show, I think.
Man,
I'll tell you what, the guy's a go-getter. I'll give him that.
Yeah, his last tweet is from November 5th, and he said, Broadway is next, show debuting around spring 2018.
Wow.
Possible DC test show before.
Okay.
Yeah. The Broadway show will be his act that he wants to do on Broadway.
Sabbatical to me means you're borderline quitting and or punting your career away.
Some people can do that. They just need a... They need
just
a
sabbatical means to me just you're just
chilling.
Tired.
You're chilling.
You just need some rest.
Yeah.
Time away from everybody.
Or you're negotiating your buyout from the Terps.
Yeah. Or that too.
You need some time at Mackey's.
Right. Well, speaking of Broadway, so I can't believe, by the way, that Thanksgiving is next week.
Yes, Ricky, it's next week.
Someone was telling me they were
the year's pretty much over.
They were going on vacation. I was like, what? What do you mean going on vacation? And I was like, wait a second. Thanksgiving's next week. So
it'll be spring break before you know it.
We're doing our bit. We always go and visit our family in Jersey, but this time we're adding an element.
But do you usually go up? Do you
Thursday
go up
morning.
Yeah, you go up Thanksgiving morning.
Up Thursday morning, right. And we usually get there early. We crash the hotel, watch some of the 1 o'clock, and then we head over. You know, in the afternoon,
watch Lions, Bears, or Seist.
Right.
Well, your boys are playing, so
correct.
Then that's the
Thursday night
one.
Yeah,
is that the late one?
8:30. Yes.
Yeah,
Ricky.
So I'll watch that back from the hotel probably.
Okay.
But either way, it's nevertheless. We decided this time, we said, you know what, instead of racing back like we normally do on Friday, let's just stay for a couple days. Because as soon as we get back to town, all my kids are going to want to run off and do stuff with their friends. I said, we need to do some family stuff.
Right.
We're going to spend a couple days in the city.
Some family time.
Right? And so I enjoy New York City. We go there.
Sure.
We don't go there nearly enough.
Love the city.
My wife has family that lives around there and everything. So normally we stay in Chinatown.
Chinatown.
But I think this time we have a place in Soho or whatever.
Soho's great.
Sounds expensive. So, when I hear Soho, I just think pricey.
Yeah, I don't know.
Super expensive.
Hotels.com.
Probably like $700 a night.
No.
It's not that much. No.
I'm telling you, you get good deals if you go to hotels.com. No. I should be
I just
doing indoors.
It's my perception. It's not
your
reality.
Your perception's off.
It's not like that. You could find
so well traveled. He has a real finger on the pulse.
I'm going to New York. I'm going to New York in December.
Perception.
3 nights staying at the Ritz in Battery Park.
Yep.
It's only like $300 a night.
It's silly.
Yeah. It's not what
Hotels.com.
Now you have to park, too. That's probably $100 a night.
Not driving.
Taking the train in.
Driving into that madness.
I don't know. Some people drive into New York City.
I'll have to do that, and we'll pay like $50 a day or something to be in some garage.
You're not doing the old bit that you got me to do one time where you're hopping on the train on the down low.
No.
For tickets.
I don't know where that guy is anymore. I don't know where my Amtrak hookup is anymore.
But here's the thing. So my in-laws are coming, too.
That worked, though. Didn't it work?
It did. It just felt so
shady.
You're not getting on a Bucky train, are you? Like a real train?
Well, I'm getting on an Amtrak train.
Not like a porno train.
Okay. I'm not running a train. I'm not running a choo-choo.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
So my in-laws are coming, too, and they said, well, what do you want to do? Because this was kind of like my idea. Because in my family, we don't hike. We don't really do anything. We don't do anything as a family. So I said, I'm gonna hold the family hostage, and we're just going to go to the city, and we're going to do something. They go, well, what do you want to do? And I go, well, eat. And then what? And I think about the next place we're going to eat. Because that's what I think about New York. I love to eat there.
You walk around, you just eat, and then you walk around
some
more, eat again.
Right. Maybe we'll see a show. We're going to be there for a couple days. Maybe we will see a show.
Go see Hamilton.
I have no interest in seeing that.
You're going to see Hamilton. You're going to pay big dollars.
Well,
to Puerto Rico in, I believe, January and see it for $10.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well,
he's coming back as the lead role to.
They're going to have it with
Puerto
no power. Ah, they're going to have.
They're doing a UPR,
water. Huh?
They're doing a UPR, University of Puerto Rico.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to see Hamilton. I don't even know what we're going to see. But we were looking at some shows. My son, of all people, says we got to see Book of Mormon. Have you
heard
this
good
one?
Things about it?
They say it's great. It's all about like racial stereotypes and that sort of thing. Right up my alley.
Like it's perfect for you.
Right,
what's
up
the guys
my son's
that
alley.
Created? Is it South Park?
Yeah,
South Park guys.
And I suppose it's got great reviews. I think we looked at it last night. I think it's $119 a ticket. I think it's something
like
that.
I actually would have gone over.
So if you go five people. I mean, it's like
$700.
You go.
Yep.
I go see a movie for about $60. I gotta go see the dumb show.
Yeah, but you're in New York.
I know,
you want to be cultured.
It.
You want to do Broadway.
And the chances are, halfway through the show, I'm telling you, I've told this story before. I went to see Chicago on Broadway, and halfway through, I said, I would much rather see a movie.
Of course you would have.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true, but you just do it, right? Because you're there.
It.
So we'll find some show. There are a couple others that we might be kicking around that we may see, but it will be a costly.
New York does
a
not.
A costly weekend.
It is not cheap.
Have to just grin and bear it. You just got to do it.
Got to suck it up.
Just
you're
one
a big
of those
baller.
Things. It's not that I'm a big baller. It's just that I'm going to be 50. My kids are going to college soon. You got to do some stuff
as a family. You see your life slowly slipping away.
Yeah, your life. I mean, what are you going to do?
You know what you should
have. Just fading.
It's definitely the most expensive show, too.
That one?
Yeah.
Well, I bet Hamilton's more expensive. I'm not going to see Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton's probably $500 a ticket.
I'm not going to see Hamilton. But it's a very expensive one. There's a couple others that we have our eye on.
Go see Lion King.
Why don't you go see a Knicks game or something?
I wouldn't mind that. Doesn't Bruce have a show? I think I saw that Springsteen has some sort of Broadway show.
Just came out like this past month, didn't
it? I think so, right?
You hear from Bruce every Thursday.
Yeah. He definitely has his own show here.
The problem with that is
baby,
I don't think my kids there you go. I don't think my kids would appreciate that. You know,
baby, we were born to fight.
They won't appreciate the Bruce catalog.
Yeah.
That they go through. But if you have recommendations, hit me up on Twitter. I don't know. Can't you get them at some of these places for half price sometimes?
Probably.
I need to do that. Like, see like a new show.
Download the SeatGeek app.
All right. Can you tell them to hook me? Do I use Bishbox?
You use Junkies and you get $20 off.
All right. Each ticket?
Ooh.
No, I think your total order.
I'm going to be there. Yeah. I'm going to be there December 15th through the 18th, and the Knicks are hosting the Thunder. I might have to get on SeatGeek.
Melo's return.
Yeah,
probably
but you don't
want to
sit in nub seats. You want to get sillies.
He can
you
get
what?
Sillies.
I get silly in SeatGeek.
Why don't you talk to your boy from the Sixers?
Oh, see if he can pull a string or two.
How's he going to get me Knicks tickets?
He's a president of the team. He'll just call
angler.
Over there.
He's not going to do that. I mean, I'll call him, but his answer
is he's a team president. What sort of clout and sway does that guy have? Come on.
You
should be able to pull.
Aren't you
going to
feel nubs when you call him up and you say, hey, can you hook me with Knicks tickets?
Of course you'll feel nubs. But if you save $500 and you have silly seats to see the Knicks get blown out, you're going to be happy
he has
you
no
did
shame
it.
In his game. You think he wouldn't ask?
I'm
going to
text him. I'm going to text him right now.
Yeah, ask him.
See if you go play at Shinnecock, too, when you're up there.
Call Stu Finer. See if you go play on Bethpage.
Stu Finer will hook you.
Of course he will. He's a maniac.
Yeah.
Guy looks like he's dropped 200
but
pounds.
But it's something
still
different. I mean,
I'm looking forward to it.
My kids like going to see sporting events.
No, there's probably a lot going on there.
Have you ever been to the 9/11 museum?
No, that'll be one thing that we do.
You got to do it.
No. Yeah, we have had a lot of people tell us about it.
It's depressing, but it's an amazing museum.
It's an eye-opener.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
I heard that they have movies and everything going on. Yeah.
There's a room where you sit in and it has over the speakers, audio, it talks about each victim.
Oh, that's chilling.
And it gives like a side story to each victim.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that they're being 3,000 of them. I would be too depressed after hearing two or three names.
It's something your kids should see, though.
Believe me, we'll pay our respects.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be there for hours.
Right.
By the way, how does that work? Does that go on a loop? Like, for example, if you were wanting to hear the story of somebody you knew and you wanted to... And you just missed it. Yeah. You got to listen to all 3,000.
You got to come back later.
I think it goes alphabetical order.
Okay.
But yes, it goes.
Sadly, it's a very long list.
Very long.
Sounds very insensitive, but you know my point. So if you go there and you show up and they're on the letter B and your guy's letter A, what do? You leave, come back 6 hours later?
You grind it out. I don't know.
I don't think you can push a button.
Grinding out for 3,000 stories.
I don't think you can just push a name and they give a story, but I could be wrong.
Some people do.
A must-see.
My mother-in-law will go to a museum for 8 hours.
Oh!
She will go.
That's a fate nearly worse than
death. She will go to every painting or whatever they have in museums.
Because the art museums, it will spend 8 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Statues.
We'll stare at it, read all about it, get the headphones.
Does she write notes or anything?
Probably.
Take pictures?
Then go to the next one, do the same, get the headphones.
Now, I won't spend eight hours.
The whole day!
I mean,
you know how long it takes me to go through a museum? I haven't been to one in probably 20 years. It takes me about 15 minutes.
It is amazing to go to an art gallery and look at a painting that's barely bigger than this screen that goes for like $35,000. And you just look at it, you're like, why is that worth $35,000?
Makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't look that much different than the paintings I see at the doctor's office.
Of course, it doesn't look anything
for like $100.
It looks the same as the paintings at Home Goods. Right. I can grab one for $50 right. and slap it on my wall. Yeah. It looks exactly the same.
Exactly.
You know, I don't have any appreciation for fine art. I just
Zero.
Don't.
Join the club.
I just don't.
I've definitely bought a painting at Bed Bath and Beyond.
Of course you have. Everybody has. What are you going to buy?
And it was a silly.
You're going to buy an original Van Gogh or was it Edvard Munch, the Scream painting? It gets stolen all the time?
No, you put like your kid's art up or something. Or a local artist for $100. You don't put a Van Gogh. Nobody puts
What world are you living in, Kate?
I'm not living in some fancy art world.
All right, coming up
next. He just wanted to throw out the names. He wanted to sound smarter. Who knows Edvard Munch? Or...
I only know that.
Who knows that guy?
We've talked about that stupid painting on the show 5 times over the years.
He's obsessed with the cost of his one painting.
It gets stolen all the time. It's worth $30 million.
Who knows those names?
Coming up next, the Caps have actually won 5 of their last 6 games. We'll talk to their center, Jay Beagle, next with the Morning Skate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.